The title is Input, and it's by Resonant, and read by the Oscar Cat. He's not asking what Rodney thinks, because he knows what Rodney thinks. Rodney thinks it's too soon. Tough. Because John's already made up his mind. Which is why he's in the shower, filling his hand with stuff from a bottle he's never opened, trying not to get too far gone on his own fingers, trying to keep it together long enough that when he finally gets Rodney's cock in him, it will go in easy. Neither of them has ever tried it before. John, because it would have seriously messed with his carefully maintained image of himself as a straight guy, and Rodney, because before John came along, he actually was a straight guy. That's probably why Rodney's been dragging his feet. Avoiding pain is not a big motivator for John. New experience is a big motivator for John. Rodney's cock is a big motivator for John, and Rodney's just going to have to deal with it. When John comes out of the bathroom, Rodney sits up, and when John kneels up over his lap, Rodney opens his mouth. It's probably a protest, but John's not listening anyway. He's got something else to pay attention to. It feels. His heart is pounding wildly, flight reflex kicking in, sweat springing to the surface of his skin. He tips his head back and groans, pushing slow but steady against his own resistance. He wasn't expecting his body to react like this. Wild adrenaline, the best kind of rush, his own voice unfamiliar in his ears. When he tunes back into Rodney's voice, Rodney is saying, "Oh my God," over and over in a shocked whisper, not even able to complete the sentence. "Oh my God, that's so... Oh my God, you're so..." Rodney's hands span John's hips, strong and warm, and then the reaction ebbs back, and it's just pleasure. Just the sweet slide of Rodney in him. His thigh muscles are trembling and his arms are limp, and he lets his head sag forward, body curving down over Rodney. Not quite close enough to kiss, but almost. Not quite close enough for what he wants, which is Rodney's arms around him. Rodney holding him. "No, here, wait, I want..." And before he can figure out what's happening, his head spins briefly, and he's on his back, and Rodney's powering into him. Moving him, and bending him, and twisting him. God, Rodney has him. Rodney has him, and he's got no say in it at all. The end.